Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Gimel. We had a haschala yesterday, Baruch Hashem, into Maseches Nedarim. We did daf Beis. We had some words of Hagdama relating to issues between a Neder and a Shvua and Hatfasa and Kinuyim and Yados, all different halachos and elements that we will be talking about. And we are on Beis, on a Beis now towards the bottom. And the Mishnah is discussing just the order of what took place in the Mishnah. Remember we said that the Mishnah first starts off, Kol Kinuye, that's the name of the parak, Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim, and we compared that to the beginning of Maseches Nazir, and we added in a line, we said Chizuri Mechzer, and we said really, the first line of the Mishnah should have Kol Kinuye Nedarim are like Nedarim, which are all nicknames, and we have the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, what exactly a kinuy is, so those are all like Nedarim, and then we spoke about Yados, and then with the examples that we gave in the Mishnah were Yados, which again, if you remember, means that I didn't say the entire word or phrase that means a nether. I said something that basically means that, dot, dot, dot. Everybody understands what a yad is. It's like a handle. You pick up the handle, the whole kli is picked up. So too, you say the lashon of a yad. So, yad of a nether, so we know that's what a nether is. So the Gemara asked, why do we explain yados then first? Why do we give those examples? Why is it in the structure of A-B-B-A? So the Gemara says there are many examples of that, like we have in Maseches Shabbos and elsewhere. Baba Malikin, Baba Ein Malikin, we're not talking about Baba Malikin now, but just one ha'ara on Baba Malikin, and that is Halakas Ne'er Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. There is a, you might call it a stira, but it's obviously not a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos talks about Halakas Ne'er Shabbos in two different places. One place he calls it Oneg, and one place he calls it Kavod. Both places he says Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. Halakas Neiros. So it's two Perek Hay, I think, in Perek Lamed. So it's 25 Prakim away from each other. It's the same halakas. How can it be both Kavod and Oneg? Assuming, like the Vilna Gaon's thought in Hilchos Yontif, that Kavod and Oneg are two different mitzvos derabanan, based on the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, the Kibato Me'asos Chavtzcha. Kavod Shabbos, explains the Gra, is everything that we do on Erev Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, taking a shower and buying things for Shabbos, and setting the table, and cooking, and preparing. So that's all Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, says the Vilna Gaon, is everything we do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. Eating and sleeping and relaxing and spending time with our family. All that's Oneg Shabbos. There's Kavod before and Oneg. And the Vilna Gaon says on Yom Kippur, there's only Kavod. There's Kavod Yom Kippur. But there's no Oneg, right? There's Kavod, because you set the table even though you're not going to eat, and you get all ready and you wear nice clothes on Yom Kippur. So how could the Rambam quote both? So explains the Reb Chaim, the Gracha Lashas, because Halakas Ne'er Shabbos have both elements. Right? They have the element of lighting it beforehand, because I am Mechabe the day by lighting candles before Shabbos starts, as I'm getting ready for the day. That's Kavod. And Oneg is enjoying them on Shabbos. And that's why we have to light candles in the place where we eat, so we could enjoy them on Shabbos. But it's both Kavod and Oneg. It has two elements. And sometimes you could have one without the other. Right? One without the other. Yom Kippur is an example where you have Kavod without the Oneg. You have sometimes, there's a famous comment of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham discusses this. The Magen Avraham says, what happens if it's Ben HaShvash is already? And a woman forgot to light candles. Not forgot. She was in a rush. And somehow she didn't get to light candles. So one could have a Goy light candles. Amir La'akum, at the time of Ben HaShvash, this is Mutter. That's not the Magen Avraham. That is what's accepted. The Magen Avraham says that. But the Chiddush is that even a bracha could be said on the non-Jews lighting of the candles. That's a Chiddush Gadol. To say that a bracha could be said if a non-Jew is doing the action, how could that be? So the answer is, maybe it's enough to have Oneg. I'm still going to be able to enjoy. I didn't do any covet. I missed it beforehand. But enough, it will be to enjoy it on Shabbos, and that would be enough for to making a bracha, right? This Magen Avraham is put together with the Machane Ephraim that discusses this Magen Avraham is by the laws of Ma'akeh, that if a non-Jew builds a Ma'akeh, most people in construction around putting up Ma'akos might not be Jewish. So what if somebody's a non-Jew and puts up a Ma'akeh for me? Is there a bracha on Ma'akeh? A. B, even if there's a bracha on makeh, is it only if I make the makeh, or even if a nadju makes the makeh? So Machan Ephraim connects that Machan Ephraim by Hilchos Shabbos to makeh, and says, yeah, you can even make the bracha there. It is result-oriented, not maisa-oriented. And that is why, just like the Machan Ephraim says it over there by Shabbos, so too the Machan Ephraim says it by makeh. But that is the element of kavod and oneg, which exists both by Halakas Ne'er Shabbos, like the Mishnah that we quoted yesterday, Bava Malikin, Uvama Ein Malikin. The Jerisha in the Hakdamah to Yaradeya quotes his mother, we've quoted this before, who says, my mother had two very important comments to make. Two very important comments to make, I want to be Mefarsim, and everybody should know them. The Ema Drisha, right, the author of the Sma, same author, but the Ema Drisha, what is the mother of the Drisha say? So one is not our issue now, but they both have to do with lighting candles on Yontif, not on Shabbos. The first issue is not ours now, and that is, the mother of the Drisha says that a woman should light candles differently on Erev Yontif than on Erev Shabbos. Meaning on Erev Shabbos, you have the problem with overlasiyasan. Because right when a woman makes the bracha, she won't be able to light the candles. So, our minog, as is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is she lights the candles, she covers her eyes, she makes the bracha, then she gets benefits, so it's as if she lit the candles afterwards, overlasiyasan. And the Ema Drisha says, you don't have to do that on Erev Yontif. And now the Rachmanim say, it depends if a woman feels she's going to get confused or not. That's number one. Number two is Erev Yontif. Me'ikar adin, if a woman doesn't light Erev Yontif, she can light into Yontif also. One is allowed to be Mosif or on Yontif. But the mother of the Jewish says, no, you want Kavod Yontif also. You don't just want Oneg, you want Kavod Yontif. And therefore, even though halachically it would be acceptable to light it later, really, a woman should light candles before Yontif, just like she lights before Shabbos, to get the element of Kavod, and not just Oneg, right? As the Rambam says, Kishem, that this covenant Oneg on Shabbos, so too this covenant and Oneg on Yontif. So that is related to the Mishnah we quoted yesterday. Again, there were eight Mishnahs quoted on yesterday's daf. We can talk about each one, but we'll leave that one just for right now. Mishnah quoted, but again, we brought that in to quote that sometimes we have ABBA. But then the Gemara quoted, don't we have other Mishnayos which explain itself in the exact order that it had listed at first? Well, we might say ABC, ABC, right? It goes in the exact order as it was listed. It doesn't go backwards, like we have the Mishnayos in Menachos regarding Karben Mincha, and the Mishnayos in Bechoros regarding different types of firstborns. So, the Gemara says, on the third to last line, well, those have more than two factors. If it's talking about more than two things, so then it would go in order just to keep things organized. Right, the third to last line, Halein Mishum de Avshulei Mefarish Ahuda Pazak Bereisha. There, because there are a number of items on the list, that's why it goes in exact order. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'ha, second to last line now. V'ha, bameh, behema yotza. U'bameh, eno yotza. D'lo, afsha, v'ktani yotze gamal. Right? What about the case of bameh, behema yotza? That's not afsha. It only has two things, and yet it goes in the order of the first thing it listed, A, B, A, B. I thought your rule is, if there's only two, then it's ABBA. If there's more than two, then you go in order, as was explained. Alright, so doesn't this break the pattern? Answers the Gemara, Ella, Lav Dafka. Really, there's no specific order that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in. Zimnim Mefarish Ahuda Pasach Bereisha. Zimnim Ahuda Salik Mefarish Bereisha. Sometimes it does this way, sometimes it does that way, right? Just to keep us guessing. It's not extra words, it's just a question of order, and therefore sometimes it does this, sometimes it does that. That is Deya number one in the Gemara. V'ibayis Ema, or a second answer given, Yados, says the Gemara, Aidi da'asyin midrasha mifarish lahon bereisha. Because of Yados, they're not explicit, they're learned out from a drasha, which we, Bez Hashem, will see. That's why we explained that one first. That's the one we're excited about, because it is us yemi drasha. What does that mean? And why is the Gemara even coming up with a second answer? Why would we say this? If you look in the Ron on the left side, right where we are, Vibay Yisema, Yados Asna Midrasha, Nira Li Dahachi Ka'amar, says the Ron, Vadai Deleka Kpeda Bemilsa Kita Ka'amrit. Correct, there's no Kpeda. Tebahal Leka Lemiflik, Dimas Nisa Muchachi Shapir. Mihu, meaning, so in general, you're right. You have so much evidence on both sides of the issue. The Ron says it's probably not a specific pattern. Mihu b'masnisan lo temachadi minayonaken. But in our Mishnah, there's a reason. There's a reason that it's in that order. You're right in general. Meaning, what's the Ron saying? The second answer is building on the first answer. The second answer is saying, yes, you're right. Dinachinami, it could be in general that zimnin kach v'zimnin kach. But in our Mishnah, says the second answer, there's a specific reason why Yados was explained first. And why is that? Because it is learned out Midrasha. It's learned out from Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore it is mentioned first. There is much evidence in Shas about the special quality of Torah Shebal Peh. Kadosh Baruch Hu was only co-his bris with us by Torah Shebal Peh. That's what's exciting. Torah Shebal Peh is exciting for us in terms of the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that some achronim say that's the only isser of teaching non-Jews Torah, the Gemara in Chagiga, lo'asakein l'chol goy, we're not allowed to teach non-Jews Torah. So some suggest that is only by Torah Sheh Baal Peh, that Isser only applies. Torah Sheh Bechsav, you know, one is allowed. Again, many limitations in that sugya, but that is one of the answers. Because Torah Sheh Baal Peh is the special connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the, just one of the Hashar Mosen and Balacha here, quotes, as he does often. We have this back on Dav Beis and Yevamis, that it's not only Torah Sheh Baal Peh element, it's that we were Mechadesh it. If Torah Sheh Baal Peh, and we, not we, but just the Ba'alei HaMesorah, we got it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we were the ones that were Mamsi and provided it to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, but because of that, it's somewhat new. And it has a new element. It's not just what's been written. And that also is exciting whenever something is new. The Kasavnu says the Sha'ar Mitzvah and Balacha here, Hatam Yishum Techidishu, V'teva B'nei Adam, Shechavivim Lahem Chadashos. Right, it's the teva of people to be excited by something new. Right, if it's the same old, we get bored. But something new is always exciting. Right, in the Gemara in Chagiga, Dav Gimel, Machidesh Haya Bemeis HaMedrash. We want to know something that is Mechudash, or even in terms of Halacha. Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, you make a Shechianu on a new item. Why on a new item? Because there's an exciting feeling when something is new. He doesn't quote it, but we like to quote the Trumas Hadeshen about newness. What does that mean? If you're in Shumas Hadeshen in Simin Samach Aleph, he was asked. Some say that he wrote his own Shumas. So either way, he asked. He structured his question. Mashenoagim rov bnei adam, afa medaktik b'maaseihem. Many people out there, even those who are medaktik in mitzvos, lehis asif biyom haShabbos laacher yitzias beis haKnesses. They get together after Shabbos, after Shul, to l'saper shmuos b'inyani malachim v'sarim, to talk about current events, right? The erech milchamos, talk about the wars going on. Basically, to hak at the shmuz after Shabbos morning davening. Yishchash iser b'davar olo. Is there a problem? Right, they have special people go for Kiddush, and then they go eat their meals. So is there any problem with that? Says the Shumas Hadeshen, they're talking about current events, they're talking about other things. Says the Shumas Hadeshen, Tzarech ledaktik b'davar. He says, well, it explains what they're doing there. Explains what they're doing there and what they're talking about. Because on the one hand, we have Bali at Tosfos and that quote the Yerushalmi, Bekoshi hitiru she'el shalom b'Shabbos. Talking on Shabbos in general. You have to, it's such a kadosh day. Talking about Sichas Chulin. Is that really appropriate for Shabbos b'chlau? We're not really on that level. But says the Trumas Hadeshen, Amnam. But look, there's a concept we were just talking about, Oneg Shabbos. Onik Shabbos, and people enjoy it, and people like getting together, and during the week they don't have time to be with each other. So, Amnam, Im Osa B'dei Adam, Misangim B'kach, Kishem Edabrim U'Mesaprim, Shmuos, Mi'am Alachim, V'Sarmu M'Lacham Oseyem, V'Kiyai Gavna. If people enjoy it, remember this is 500 years ago, Kedera Chari B'dei Adam, Shem Misavim L'kach, Nira Devadei Shari. It's for sure mutter, because on Shabbos you can do anything that is enjoyable, that doesn't violate the spirit of Shabbos. And he quotes the smock. This quote in Shulchan Aruch, Bachurim ha-mis-angim b'kvitzasam. Right, taking a power walk on Shabbos. And I'm doing it for the exercise. There's a concept of big day Shabbos. I'm not allowed to wear non-big day Shabbos to go do exercise on Shabbos. But if I'm wearing Shabbos clothes, but I want to take a walk, and I do it a little quickly, makes me feel good. So that's mutter. Shulchan Aruch quotes this smock. I want to go see something beautiful. I want to go see beautiful flowers. That's mutter, as long as it is done for l'shem oneg Shabbos. So therefore, it will be mutter because you want to know the news. You want to know the chadashot. It's exciting, and therefore one enjoys it. In the last paragraph, he says, but it depends why people are there. If they're there because they really enjoy it and they love it and it's enjoyable, fine. But what if they're only there because of peer pressure? What if they don't enjoy it, they just want to go home. But everybody else is here, so I have to be here, but I really don't enjoy it, so then they're not allowed to be there. because that's not oneg. Amnam ra'isi harbe pa'amim shemiksas me'osa b'nei adam ha'misasrim l'saper shmuas halalu eina mis'an gibberibu shmuas halalu. They don't enjoy it. Ela she'osim came l'ratzon chavireyem ha'nesafen imahem ki agavna nira d'yeshchash iser la'osan she'ein mis'angim. So whenever we have a kiddush with all the members there, we have to, you enjoy, you have a good time. If not, you have to leave. Right, that's the Shemus Hadeshin. But chadashot are enjoyable to people. That's exactly how the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha explains this line of Aydi Da'asya Midrasha. It comes from Midrasha, comes from Torah Sheval Peh, comes from something that the Chachamim had a participation in, and the human initiative also, so that is something that is listed first. So back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that's why Yados are listed first, because they are learned out Midrasha. Says the Gemara, therefore, the Yados are listed before Kinuyim. Hani Chalamanda Amar, Kinuyim Lashon Nachrim Hein. This fits, that Yados are listed before Kinuyim, that if Kinuyim are Lashonos of Lashon Nachrim, meaning it's other languages that express Karban, so then fine, that's not learned out from Drasha, that's just a different word used, and that's why Yados are first. Ela Lamanda Amar, Lashon Shebadu Lehen Chachamim Lios Noderbo. But if you say it's a Lashon that the Chachamim created, because they don't want you to say the word carbon for some reason, which we'll Beth Hashem see later. So Michael Amemar. So then what are you going to say? Meaning they're both need the Chachamim's input. So you're telling me Yados is listed first before Kinuyim because it's Asi Midrasha, but according to this shot of Lashon Shabadulam Chachamim, the Chachamim also created the other Lashonos. Right? The Ron explains they're both not Pashut. So therefore, what's the difference between this and this? Right, we'll get back to the Rashi or the Mefarish in a second. Let's just finish the Lashon. So the Gemara answers, Miktani Yados. Well, does it say the word Yados anyway in the Mishnah? V'lav chisurei kol mechasrit la? Didn't we say it's chisurei mechasrit, so we had to add in the line of Yad? So Akdem Nami V'tani Yados. So fine, put Yados first. We said we put Yados after Kinui, put Yados first, call Yados to Nedarim, Kinedarim, V'chol Kinui, Nedarim, Kinedarim, Elu Hein Yados, Omer L'Chaveiro, Elu Hein Kinuyim, Konam, Konach, Konach, Kones. Right, so says the Gemara, you could Chisura Mechsura and put Yados even earlier before the Kinui. But you're right, they're both learned out, Midrasha, they're both not obvious. Period. Stop there for a moment. If you look in the Mefarish explained the question on Badulam Chachamim, Michael Amemar, so what did Ron say? Well, they're both not obvious. So why should one be before the other one? The way the Mefarish learns it is, Aydi Da'asyan Midrasha, Hatravayu, Bein Yados, Bein Kinuyin, Midrasha Asyan, Demidarabanan Ninhu. Adds in two words. After all, Midarabanan. And therefore, they're both on equal footing. The Maritz Chayis here says it can't be that the Mefarish really means that. Because just learning it out from a drasha, Kinuyin and Yados are not derabanan. They're not explicit, but they're not derabanan. So what their Mefarish must mean, explains the Maritz Chayis, is what we call Midivrei Sofrim. Meaning it's not explicit in the text. It's learned out with the help of the Rabbanan, but it doesn't literally mean the Rabbanan, because that's not true. So it's Midivrei Sofrim, and we find many times the language of Midivrei Sofrim, which means a din d'oraisa, that's learned out Midrasha. That's the Rambam in the first beginning of the Ishus, where the Rambam quotes that Kiddushei Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim, at least according to one Girsa, and the others are d'oraisa. So what does that mean, Midivrei Sofrim? So all the ink that has been spilled on that Rambam about whether the Rambam really means Drabanan, does the Rambam mean like the Deya in Rabosav Shel Rashi? There is a Deya quoted of Rashi's Rabbeim in the Sugyas of Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, where Rashi quotes that Kedusha Kesef is Drabanan. Does the Rambam really hold like that Deya, or no? The Rambam just means it's learned out from Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, it's learned out from Midrasha, and it's not explicit. That's Pashta is probably what the Rama means, but that is why it is, the Maritz Chaya says here, that's probably what the Mefarish means, not Midra Rabbanan, but just with the help of the Rabbanan. But it's really Tarsha Balpet. Right, it's not explicit. There is an amazing, what we're talking about, drushas, just to mention this, then we'll continue. There's a Gemara Mesechas Gittin, a machlokas, a very surprising machlokas, Gittin Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, which is bigger, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh? Right, you would say it's an open and shut case. What's the machlokas? The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Gittin Samach HaMabez, Torah Rov Bichsav Umiyot Alpeh.
That's an unbelievable shita. Most of Torah Torah Shemechzav, last time I checked, only Tanakh was on my shelf. How many Tanakh do you have? How many Mishnayos and Gemaras and Poskim and everything? Right? So Rabbi Lazar says, no, Torah Shemechzav is greater, is larger, Rov Bechzav Umiyat Alpeh. And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rov Alpeh Umiyat Bechzav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rov is Torah Shemechzav. What's shot of this Gemara? It's obvious. Rabbi Lazar knows the Torah Shemechzav, Torah Shemechzav. So explain Rev Salvechik. No. Everybody agrees what Tanakh is. Everybody agrees what Gemara is. The question is a question of definition. When we have a drusha, when we have Chazal explaining the psukim based on the Yud Gimel Midos or the other Midos, is that called Torah Shebechzav or Torah Sheba Peh? Of course, Tanakh is Torah Shebechzav. But maybe if I have a Hekish, if I have a Gzera Shava, if I have a Dabar Halam Maimin, Yanov, all these, maybe that's called Torah Shebechzav. And that's good for the Machloket, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. How do you categorize all of those drushos Chazal? We've quoted in the past the five categories of the Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, where he talks about five parts of Torah Shebechzav. Five parts. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, number two, those first two. Category three is everything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. And then Takanas and Gzeiros is 4 and 5. Category 3, Rav Soloveitchik says, that's a machlokas in Gi and Daf Samach, whether that's really Torah Shebal Peh, or it might even be called Torah Shebechzav, because it's expanding on the Drashas Chazal. Halacha lo Moshe Misinai, that has to be Torah Shebal Peh. It's nowhere in the text. But the Yud Gimel Midos, Hekish, Gzeiros, Shava, and all the others, so maybe that's Torah Shebechzav in terms of the category. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan in that regard. But again, back to our sugya, when the Mefarish says, Midirabanan, Mistama says the Maariz Chayis, he means Lav Dafka, because these are Dina Daraisa. It just means that it's learned out from Sukkim. Good. So let's continue now. We're in the middle of the Daf. V'yados heichatziv. So where's the source for the pasuk that talks about yados, that you could say something that gives the impression and is counted as if it is a... as if it is a neder. So says the Gemara Ksif. Ishki Yafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Vitanya Nazir Lahazir. The double lashon of Nazirus Laasos is this week's Parshas Naso. This week's Parsha Laasos. The Ron takes out the next four words. We'll read it, but Lasso Kinir Naziris Kinaziris Vi Yados Naziris Kinaziris. That's the one that's important for us. The double lashon of Nazir Lahazir, not only if you explicate being the nether of becoming a Nazir, but even if you see a Yad for Naziris, that is also makes you into a Nazir. Says the Gemara, Ain Li Ella Benaziris. So fine by Naziris, I know Yad of a Naziris is Naziris. Nedarim minayin. How do I know by nedarim it also works that a yad of a neder is like a neder? Tamalomar ish kiafli lindar neder nazir lazir lashem. So you have in the same pasuk neder and nazir. Makish naziris lanedarim v'nedarim lanazir. So we compare. Naziris is one form of a neder, but we compare the entire institution of naziris and the institution of nedarim. Ma Naziris Asabo Yados Naziris Kinaziris. Just like Naziris, you made Yad Nazir like a real Nazir, like a real formulation. Af Nidarim Asabahem Yados Nidarim Kinidarim. So we compare, that's the source. The source for Neder is by Nazir, and it's learned out from a Hekish. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Rashba, ask the Ritva. What did you need the Drusha, the Hekish of the two Psukim quoted, the one Pasuk where you have both of these quoted next to each other in the Pasuk. Why don't you just have it like a Mamatzinu? Lamali, right, what's a Mamatzinu? We have two things that are basically similar in idea, similar in Mahus, similar in nature. That's called a Mamatzinu. You just compare the two cases. You don't need a specific Hekish. You have the two things next to each other in the Torah Shebechzav. So ask the Rashba, ask the Ritva here. V'im Tomer, Lamali Akesha, what do you need the Hekish for between Neder and Nazir, that they're connected in the Pasuk? Tesi b'mamatzinu minaziris. Just like we will have, Bez Hashem, on Tamar's daf, he'll quote a mamatzinu between Neder and Naziris. So why here do you have to quote the Hekish to teach me Yados? So V'yesh Lomar says the Rashba a very crucial line. Ashas Rashba, says the Rashba and the Ritva, V'i'asi b'mamatzinu lo hayu lokin alehen, lefish ein onshin min hadin, aval hekesha keman deksiva behed yadami. Wow. Says the Rashbab, a hekish is as if it's explicit in the Torah. We know that one only gets malchus for an explicit lav in the Torah. It has to say one of four words. Al, lo, hishamer, pen. One of those four words. Without that, there's no malchus. And there are other reasons why you might not get malchus either, but there are averis. Lav shema b'maisa, lav nita glase, v'chulu. But it's got to be mefurish in the text. If it's learned out from Torah Shabbat Peh, there is no malchus. If it's purely, you know, halacha moshe b'sinai, we discussed in the past two types of halacha moshe b'sinai, but if it's Torah Shabbat Peh, d'orai, so you're not going to get malchus. Says the Rashba right here, that's a chiluk between a mamatzinu and a hekesh. A mamatzinu would make it d'oraisa, but would not be ke'ilu mefurish b'kra, and therefore you would not get malchus. A hekesh is mefurish b'kra. This is not the only region that says this. Rashi says this in Sanhedrin as well. There are other sources that say this, but this is the Rashba right here. The Rashba says in the Darm Daf Gimel, a hekish is kilu nichta bikra, and that's why you'd get malchus for violating one's neder in this case, because it's based on the hekish, not just based on the mamatzinu. Okay. So, once we compare, though, we're in the middle of the limud, once we compare a neder to a nazir, or a nazir to a neder, just like a nazir, because the concept of yados, so to a neder, there's a concept of yados, so we also go in the other direction, right? You don't just say that the limud goes in one direction, it goes in both directions. Uman nedarim over bebal yachelu bal tacher, new concept, going to come up often in this Masechta, just like a neder, one violates. We said yesterday there's a mitzvah asay to fulfill one's neder, but there's also a mitzvah lo asay not to violate one's neder. The isser of violating one's neder is lo yachel dvaro. There's also an isser of delaying the fulfillment of one's neder, bal ta'acher. Don't delay, even if I eventually fulfill it, if I delay after a certain amount of time, which is discussed later on, we'll talk about, generally means the Shalosh Regalim, in that order, which order, maybe one Regel, different deos in the Tanaim. So, but just like a Neder has those two violations related to it, those two Isurim do not appear in Parshas Naso by a Nazir. It only appears elsewhere. So just like a Neder has those violations, Af Naziris over b'al ta'achel u'b'al ta'acher. So to Naziris, we'll see on Amud Beis, what's the hechitimsi of violating in a delayed fashion? So to a Nazir, one would violate b'al yachel and b'al ta'acher. U'manadarim, and also, once we're comparing, we compare it in the third way as well. U'manadarim ha'av mefer nidre bito u'b'al mefer nidre ishto. Just like a father could be mefer the nadarim of his daughter, when she is of a certain age, at least, we'll see Ktana and Nara, and Baal is made for Nidre Ishto, and a husband to his wife's Nidarim, that's the connection to Ksubis, Av Naziris, Av Mefer Nidre Bito, Naziris Bito, Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishto, right, so too, by Naziris, you have that concept as well, right, we know Mefurish, in the Pasuk, right, a woman, a man and a woman can be a Nazir, right, it's not just a man thing. A Nazir, right? The Mishnayos and Nazir even talk about a woman who was a Nazir for 7 years. It's also an idios, right? For 7 years in Chutz La'aretz, she was a Nazira. She comes to Eretz Yisrael, and she's got to do it again. Didn't count. Beis Shammai says you got to do a month again. Beis Hillel says you got to do all 7 years again. But, you know, that's a woman being a Nazira. Says the Gemara, Umaish no gabi nazirus dichsiv nazir lahazir, nedarim nami oksiv lindar neder, vekesh alamali. 1 minute! Different question than what the Rashba asked before. Right, what did we ask? It says in the same pasuk, a double lashon by neder and a double lashon by nazir. So what did we do? We darshin the double lashon by nazir to teach miyados, and we compared neder to it. But what do you need to do that for? It has a double lashon by neder also. So what do you need the mavatzinu? What do you need the hekish? Just darshin it by neder. So the Gemara says, I kasav neder lindor, Kitakasav nazir lahazir kitakamrit lo tzarech akesha. If it used that lashon, which it does not flow like a sentence, neder lahadir. No, if you have the verb before the noun, then fine. Then that would work, and we would be able to say what you said. If you had it in the unusual way of neder lindor, like nazir lahazir. But hajer d'chsiv lindar neder, but now that it says lindar neder, so you don't have to say there's anything extra there. Dibra Torah kalasha b'nei adam. To promise a promise. To vow a vow. That's like dibra Torah kalasha b'nei adam. If it's vow to vow, that's unusual. So why does the Torah use such a double lashon? So that's why we darshan the phrase by nazir, and we compare neder to it. But it doesn't say that by neder. Right? The pasuk by neder is, as is quoted up above, lindar neder. Nazir lahazir. It's different than the phrase by Naziris. And that is why we say Dibra Torah, Kalashon B'nei Adam. Says the Gemara, okay. If you generally have that concept elsewhere in Shas, then you can apply that, right? The Gemara, if you remember in Ilum Tzias, quotes five or six different cases where the Torah has a double Lashon, Hashavas Aveda being one of them, that's why it's there, that you say, Dibra Torah, Kalash B'nei Adam, Shalech T'Shalach, and all the others. If you say Dibra Torah, Kalash B'nei Adam, you don't learn anything out from the double Lashon, so then fine. But if you do not say that, if you say that every time the Torah says something, you cannot compare the way people talk and the way the Torah talks, you have to say that the Torah is teaching you something even here. So, hi, Lindar Neder, my Avid Lay. So then, you have to learn something from Lindar Neder. You can't just say Dibra Torah Kalash B'nei Adam. So, Darish Lay. So, you're right. You learn it to teach me La'asos Yados Nidarim Kid Nidarim. You learn it for Yados. You're right. Umakish Naziris Linadarim. And you do the opposite. Beforehand, we used Nazir Lahazir to teach me Yados, and you learn Nidarim from Nazir. So this Manda Amar, though, would have to say the opposite. Right? You learn the double Lashon. You learn Yados from the double Lashon by Neder, and you learn Nazir from it. So the Gemara says, so what about the double Lashon by Nazir then? Nazir Lahazir, Darish Lay, you learn it from the following. Shema Lameid, Shah Naziris, Chal al Naziris. To teach me that one Naziris can be Chal on another Naziris. Meaning, we know that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. We'll learn that Abba Shem later. One of the two halachos in the world of halacha that's learned out from a gematria. Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, learned out from the word Yihyeh, which is gematria 30. So, what happens if I'm a Nazir, and I accept to do a Nazir twice? I hear by Harini Makabel, I'm a Nazir. Harini Makabel, I'm a Nazir. So you might say, I'm just saying the same thing twice. The answer is no, you are now a Nazir for 60 days. Is it two separate ones or one long one? Okay, not for now. But that's Naziris, Chal al Naziris. Right? We don't say that 30 days is enough. You have to count two Nazirios. And that's learned out from the double Lashon of Nazir Lahazir. Says the Gemara, okay, Ulamanda Amar Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, V'Nazir Lahazir Darish Lasos Yados Naziris K'Naziris. But what about according back to the first opinion, that Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, and you learn out the double Lashon from Nazir, and you learn out Nidarim from Nazir, Shah Naziris Chalal Naziris Minalei. So where do you learn this halacha from? Because Nazir Lahazir is already used up to teach me Yados. So he Hani Chisvirle Kamad Dabra Ein Naziris Chalal Naziris. It's okay, it would work out if he doesn't hold of that halacha. Then you don't need a source for it. Ela isvirale kamanda amar. Naziris chal on Naziris. But if he does hold like the manda amar, then Naziris would be chal on Naziris minale. So where does he know the halacha from? So the Gemara says, name a crop, Lizor. So you're right, you still have a leave because the Pasuk could have said, Lizor, my lahazir. What's the extra? Hey, Shmas, right, because Lizor is like Lindor. Right, what's the extra lahazir, the extra hay in there? Shmas mina tarti. So you learn out, you're able to learn out both of them. If you look at the Ron right across from where we are, le makra lizar my lahazir, lo sheyehe shum hefresh bein lizar ulahazir. Not that those two words would mean anything differently. Sharei hahei nivlaasi bakama makomos. Many times you have a silent hay. And it's muvla, and it's swallowed up in the other word. So it's not that it really would mean something different. Kidashkachan lanudu lahanid, lashamid lahashmid, ella, but, explains the Ran, the Gemara's point is, tahavale lemichtav dumi dinadarim, tichsiv lindor, kach nira beinai. No, it should have just been parallel to Nazir. And therefore, the fact that, to Neder, the fact that it's not parallel, so that's why we're able to learn something out from that one letter. That one letter wouldn't change the meaning of the word, the Ran is saying. But the fact that it's there, we learn out. But this relates a little bit to the machlokas between the Shagas Aryeh and the Minchas Chinuch. The Shagas Aryeh has an amazing chiddush. Shagas Aryeh says that it is impossible for us to do the mitzvah of Ksifa Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Impossible. Right? All of those Hachnasa Sefer Torahs that we've gone to, it's all Durabanan, says the Shagas Aryeh. What do you mean Durabanan? That's an expensive mitzvah Durabanan. Right? What do you mean it's Durabanan? It says the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Lamed Vav. Well, the Gemara says the Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed that we're not experts in Chaseros V'Yaseros. Right? There are letters that, right, the Gemara says there, on Daf Lamed and Kiddushin. The Gemara, they're trying to figure out how many letters are in the Torah. So one of the Amoraim says, well, why don't we just get out and count it? And then you can figure out what the middle letter is. And the Gemara answers, no, well, we're not experts in chaseros v'yaseros. We might have an extra letter, have a missing letter. So therefore, it's not going to help to take out the Torah. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Shagas Aryeh, wow, really? We're not experts? So then when we write a Sefer Torah today, we might be missing some letters, we might have some extra letters, and to fulfill the mitzvah, the Oraisa, of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah. And therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, Hari Sefer Torah, Shechasar, O Yasar, Afilo Os Achas Psula, V'yim Kain, Ein B'yadeinu L'kayim Mitzvah Zu. We can't do this mitzvah. We can't do a mitzvah. V'yaf Agav, the Amar Rava, even though Rava's the one that says, if you yarsha the Sefer Torah, you're not yotze the mitzvah, you gotta write your own. Lav mishum sha'isa mitzvah zu noheges biyamav. It's not because the mitzvah was around in Rava's day. Eladina kamashmon, just telling you the din. Kamo seder kachim, to gamridan mishum drosh v'kabel schar. Just like we learned all of kachim. Rava said that not because it was lamaisa in his day. Wow. And then the Shagas Aryeh has a chiddush al gabi chiddush where he says, Umikal makom hadavar barur, de mikal makom midrabanan, chayav lichto sefer Torah bizman hazeh mitam acher. Midrabanan, though, there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah bizman hazeh, de im lo kein haisa Torah mishtakachas mi Yisrael. Because the Torah would be forgotten. So what's his double chiddush? He knocks out a daraisa and creates a drabanan. Both of them. Where does he get this from? He based on that Gemara about we're not Bekim Bechazeros V'yaseros. And number two, he says, there's a Din D'Rabbanan to write a Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh so that we do not forget Torah. Fine. That's the Shagas Aryeh. And the Minchas Chinuch cannot believe it. Cannot fathom it. Minchas Chinuch in, not a hard one to remember, Mitzvah Taryag, the last mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah number 613, where the Chinuch talks about writing a Sefer Torah, says the Minchas Chinuch, first of all, none of the Rishonim say anything like this. They all knew that Gemara too. And none of the Rishonim, and that's a major proof by omission that the Shagas Aryeh must be wrong, says the Minchas Chinuch, because none of the Rishonim say this. And they also knew Lo Bakim Bechaseros V'yaseros. Aye, what do you do about that Gemara? What do you do about the Gemara? So explains the Minchas Chinuch. There are two types of Chaseros V'yaseros. There are Chaseros V'yaseros that change the meaning of a word and would change how we understand it. That we are for sure expert in. That was never lost in the Masorah. That goes back all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn halachas from extra words. Yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemasorah. We learn out different things from different letters. That for sure we are bekiyan in. What did the Gemara mean by chaseros v'yaseros? Those are cases where it says Aaron with a vav, it says Aaron without a vav. Yaakov Avinu, right? We know Yaakov right b'chukosai. It says five times it says Yaakov with a vav, and five times it says Elio without a vav. Right, so agadatas, but not where it changes the meaning of the word. So says the Minchas Chinuch, of course the mitzvah applies bizman hazeh. Of course it applies bizman hazeh. Ozum chaseros v'yaseros, shalonish tana pirish amila klal, eino maza klal, pshita leideino makiv klal. Right, and then he notes, and even though I know the Kabbalistic idea that the Ramban quotes in his Akdama, that the entire Torah spells out shmosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spells Hashem Hashem, then you might say, even where a letter that doesn't change the meaning, it does change the meaning on a Kabbalistic level, even though that's true, still, says the Minchas Chinuch, I stand by my guns and I stand by my shita. He just says, afapi, doesn't really explain it. He says, v'yim ki kol ha-torah kudosh bozov shal ha-kadosh baruch hu ki yadua, mikol makom kivan she'ina mishtana pirush ha-teva, u bikriya eino nikar imale yochaser, les lon ba, kein nireli. Machloke. So, does that relate to the explanation of the Ran here, of the Gemara, lahazir, linzor? So, it wouldn't change the meaning of the word, says the Ran, but the Gemara is just still bothered, why don't you have a parallel lashon between Neder and Nazir, and because it does not have a parallel lashon, that's why we can make the drasha. So the Ran might fit into the Minchas Chinuch. He might say, you're right, normally if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, fine, we won't darshan it. But here, it's that it's not parallel to the other verb in the Pasuk, and that's why the Gemara is able to darshan it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, b'ma'arava amri. In Eretz Yisrael, they said the following. Istana demafik lei liyados min lindar neder. Some learn it out from there. Istana demafik lei min. Some say you learn yad from kol hayotzi mipiv yase. Everything that comes out of his mouth, he has to fulfill. Right? This is by Parshas Matos. So, anything, even a yad. Fine. Amar Mar, now let's get back to what we were discussing earlier. So part of the drasha, when we were comparing Neder and Nazir, we went in both directions. We compared it by Yados, but then we went in the other direction. Uman Nedarim Over Bebal Yachal Bal Sa'acher. We said just like a Neder has the violations of not fulfilling and the Isser of delaying, so too Nazir. So Bishthema Bal Yachal Dinedarim Mishkachas La. Find by Bal Yachal. You could find it by a Neder, somebody not fulfilling their Neder. Kigon to Amar Kikarzu Ochel Velo Achla. Somebody promises to eat a cookie and he does not eat it. So he violates Bal Yachel. Over Mishum Bal Yachel Dvaro. He violates. Ela Bal Yachel de Nazirus Echem Mishkachas La. But how do you ever violate the Bal Yachel of Nazirus? What's the problem? Kivan to Amar Hareini Nazir, Havile Nazir. Once you accept to be a Nazir, you are a Nazir. Meaning, let's go with the Ran's Pshat, you will never violate Bal Yachel alone. Right, and if we assume that the Bryce is telling you when you're going to violate Bal Yachel alone. But you'll never do that, because once you bought into the Nazirus package, so you're going to violate the Isurim of Nazirus, which there are many Isurim. So, Kibar to Amar, Harini Nazir, Havili Nazir. Achala, once you ate, let's say, grapes, Kamle Bal Yochal, Isur of eating grapes. Shasa, Kamle Bal Yishte. So, it says the Ran. So, what's the drasha that you will ever violate the Isur of Bal Yachel by itself? Or the Shiva Kubetzes explains, no, forget Bal Yachel. Once you violate Naziris, there's no more Bal Yachel. Bal Yachel is only by a regular neder. A nazir is a different type of a package, and therefore it wouldn't be violated anyway. Right? That's the you wouldn't violate Bal Yachel at all, not just by itself. What's the Havamina? The issue between the Ran and the Shin Mekubat says, so I saw in the Shalmei Nedarim, one of the great Achronim on Nedarim, talks about maybe the issue is something we just touched on yesterday. There was a major machlokas discussion in the Achronim about Nazirus. Are Nazirus Isure Chefsa or Isure Gavra? When somebody becomes a Nazir, is it now that he is not allowed, he's accepted things upon himself, Isure Gavra? Or no, these grapes, these items are usher to me. So that is a big discussion in the Maharit, discussed at length by the Achronim, and that's what he says. Maybe that's exactly what's going on here. He quotes the Machlokas Maharit and Rabbi Yechiel Basan b'Mahus Naziris im Uisr Chefso Uisr Gavra o Geder Hamamutze or something in the middle Bein Neder uBein Shvua. And the Maharit says it's not an Uisr Chefso or Gavra. It's once you buy the package of Nazir, then once you are a Nazir, there are Isurim. Just like once you are a Kohen and once you are a Melech. Once you are a Nazir, you're a certain person who has certain Isurim, which is a kind of like saying it's a Gavra, but you become a different Gavra when you're a Nazir. So maybe that's what the Gemara is asking here, according to Shita Mekubetzes says. You're not violating Bal Yachel at all, because this is about Nazirus. This is a totally different world. So that's the Gemara's question. Where do you ever have Bal Yachel? So Amar Rava, Lavra La Bishnayim. So what's the answer? Okay, you'll violate two, which means... Meaning, is this changing that, oh, Naziris is not so different? Or maybe it is different, but maybe you have double. You're also a Nazir and you're also Bal Yachel, but something you're violating, you'll get two Isurim in this regard. We don't have time to go into the answers now, but just to point out the question, Regilian Ashas here, this is pretty unusual, that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a question, and he does not answer it. He just leaves it with, Hashem Yo'ir Einai. I daven that Hashem hopefully opens up my eyes to this question. You see, the Gilyan Hashas is right here on the Gemara's question. Why? What is the example of a neder? The Gemara says. The Gemara says a neder kogon to amar kikar ze ochel. Do you ever have a neder that's a promise to do something? Throughout this Masechta, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a neder is always a promise not to do something or not to get hana'ah from something. Since when do you have a neder to do something? Isn't that a shvua? Is this yesterday's sugya of a neder, a shvua belasho neder? Is this touching on that topic? But that the Gilyan Hashas is bothered by that. V'tzarachian to a neder bekum va'aselo mishkachas lo to call neder who she oser chayfitz alav uben neder l'shalo ochel svirle l'kama poskem daviyad to kabanaso lesser amachal alav. Of a leader, la'asos, my salomish kachasla. He's very bothered by that. To say that a neder, you can make a neder to do something. Right? That's not a halachic neder. Maybe that's a shvua, but wash a neder. But the Gemara here is trying to give example of a neder, not a shvua. So he's very bothered by that. All the Achronim, feel free to look into it, give answers how this, so to answer this question. Either way, we'll continue. So says the Gemara. So we figured out where Bal Yachel of Naziris is. So now, Bal Ta'acher de Naziris Eichem Mishkach Azla. Where do you have the ever have the Isser of delaying a Naziris of Bal Ta'acher? Kivan Da'ama Hareini Nazir, Havi Le Nazir. What do you mean, right? When he says, I'm a Nazir, he's a Nazir. Achal kamli bal yochal. See, he's violating the Isurim yet. Where do you ever have a delay about ta'acher? So the Gemara says, ba'omer l'kishe erze a nazir. If he says, when I want to be a nazir, I will be a nazir. Says the Gemara, so why do you ever violate? It's only when he wants to. V'i amar kishe erze leka bal ta'acher. What do you mean? If he says, whenever I want to, so he won't be a nazir until he wants to. There's no delaying there. He's saying, if I ever decide that, so why should there be any bal ta'acher? Answer, Amar Rava. First answer we'll do today, by the Shem, the next answer tomorrow. Amar Rava, kegon to Amar, lo ipater min ha'olam ad she'ehe nazir. A person says, I need to be a nazir before I die. Right? Lo ipater min ha'olam, I'm not going to leave this world until I'm a nazir. Timina he shaita, havi le nazir. He has to be a nazir right away. Because who knows what tomorrow will bring? Like somebody who says, this is your get, an hour before, a moment before he dies, she cannot eat truma, because maybe this is the second before he's going to die. Alma Amrina, Kol Shaita V'Shaita, Dilma Mayis. We see, at any moment, we have to be worried, maybe they're going to die right then. Hachanami, here too. La'alter havi nazir da amrina dilma hashta mais. And if he's not a nazir right away, then he is going to violate bal ta'acher. The Ran says that this is all the umdina. Right? If he says this, the umdina is that this is what he has in mind. Right? In pivoli boshavin. This is the umdina that this is what he means. There are two dais in the Ran here. Does it really mean right away bal ta'acher? Because he might die right away, or is it no more chamor than the bal ta'acher of a neder, which is shalosh regalim? Right. Once you're learning it, if the source of bal ta'acher is from neder, then you might say it only goes by shalosh regalim. So that's two days in the Ran. You have towards the bottom of the page, and the Ran quotes the idea of shalosh regalim, and he doesn't like it. He thinks it's la'alter. That's the impression that you get from the Gemara is that it is right away. It's not exactly like a nether. If you look in the Granat says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Whether it's Shalosh Regalim or whether it is right away. Says the Granat, Reb Naftali Trup and Sivin Memches, V'nira Lafarish Pluktasam. He says, let me explain. Dinei Yeish Lachkor, when we say by Bal Ta'acher in general, Shalosh Regalim, you have, until you violate Bal Ta'acher. What does that mean? Does it mean that really the Shear is right now? Right now you have to give it. But you have three regalim until you're going to get malchus or violate. Is that how you look at it? Or do we say, no, the shear is shalosh regalim. It's not that the shear is right away, and then shalosh regalim, you have to make it up. The three regalim are the time for your neder. Whenever you have a makeup time, you have to ask that question. Havdalah for 3 days, right? Is that the time for Havdalah, or is that just a makeup time? Right, so here too, Yish Lachkar, Be'ikar Ashir Shal Shalosh Regalim, Ha'imu Shir Bizman Kiyum Nidro, Hainu, HaTorah Kavazman, Shibim Meshach Osozman, Sorach Lakayim Chiyuvo, and whenever you are Mekayim it within three regalim, it's fine, and after the three regalim you violate, O Dilma or Be'emes Ikarzman Kiyum Chiyuvo Tekef Umiyad, it's immediate, and you're delaying right away, but you don't violate the Isser of Al Ta'acher until afterwards. So he says maybe that's Kufa the Machlokas here between the Ran, who says immediately, and the Rush, who says three regalim. Because he says, HaRush, Svira Le Dagimel Regalim Ushir Be'icher. The Rush says, the Shear is right away, and then you have 3 months of delay. Ula Olam Isman Chiyuva Hu Taketh. But you don't violate for 3 months. So do here. Right away is the fine. Even if you accept it, you should do it right away, but you have 3 months. Just like you have 3 months by a ned there. But by the Ran would hold, like the Tzadar Rishon, no. Leka Shir Be'icher Klau. The three regalim is the Shear and the Iker Chiyuv. So that's by a neder. By a nazir, that's not a shear in the ikar here. It has to be right away the ikar chiyuv. And therefore, it would not be exactly parallel. That's the chakira of the Granat, how to understand the shalosh regalim in terms of having that ability to delay. Okay, so this is the issues of nazir and being a nazir. And we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue in the coming days with more issues relating to Baal Ta'acher.